This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 16th of April, 1963. The title of this lecture is Top of the GPM. This tape is 56 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape has periodic sound distortions, as did the original master recording.
How are you? How are you? Well, this is the, the 16th of April, 8013, St. Hill's Special Briefing Course. Well, today I could talk to you about a lot of things. I could talk to you about quite a few things. Talk to you about goals. Talk to you about GPMs. Talk to you about the basics of auditing. But I'd rather talk to you at the moment on the subject of the GPM. I frankly have been somewhat holding you back from getting too enthusiastic going down the bank. Because you omit the tops of some of these goals, and the results can be quite catastrophic. And believe it or not, I didn't know what the top of a goal was exactly like, even after doing a dozen GPMs. I still couldn't guarantee what the pattern of the top of a GPM was. Now, I finally managed to get this squared up. Now, I've been restraining some of your enthusiasm for going down into a bank and knocking a bank together out of any old thing, and then going on and finding the next goal, and then going on and finding the next goal, and then going on and finding the next goal, and running part of that bank, and then going on and finding the next one. This perhaps is forgivable from the standpoint of research. I myself have had to do it. That's no particular reason you should or your PC should. Now, some of the banks that we get in here, and we've seen some actual banks of one kind or another, some of these banks are the most incredible hotchpotches and potpourries which I think you have ever seen. They are absolutely incredible. In the whole bank, there are nothing but a few locks and numerous pieces of other GPMs. This is quite interesting. We just had one in here from California that was enough to fry your hair. Now, this applies very much to goals finding. And you know, I just wouldn't let a PC have the goal to create, the goal to do, to be, to have, to be cause, to cause, any such goal. I just wouldn't let the PC have it. Appeared on the list, I wouldn't touch it. I'd just go right over the top of it and go somewhere else. That sounds strange, doesn't it? Well, let me tell you, after I'd had 10 banks, very thoroughly run a lot of items still in them and so forth, the goal to create got onto a list. And the auditor started to drill the goal to create, and the whole bank started to beef up. And listen, I'd had 10 banks run. 10. And the goal to create appears somewhere at about bank 15. Well, in other words, with that many banks run, I still couldn't even stand to have the goal to create be drilled, you know, to be tiger drilled. Why? Well, in actual fact, these goals are quite ancient. And the earlier you get on the track, the more force and velocity there is in the energy and enthusiasm with which a thetan mocked these things up. And you get a recurrence of that when you go back too early on the track. Well, let me tell you something. The goal to create is 216 trillion. That's the beginnings of it. And that goal is a multi-trillion year goal. And you're going to take some PC that can't even sit still in an auditing chair, and you're going to find this goal out, and you're going to run it. Ha ha! I don't know where the goal to be is, but I think it's before that. Now, naturally, the wickedest goal in the bank is the goal to create. But you're going to take goal to be, the goal to create, the goal to cause, the goal to be caused, and you're going to run this on somebody that, No, you're not. You're not going to make it. Why not? It's too early. Too early. You could probably steer him through it one way or the other. You might even come out the other end with a live PC. Might be, if you were lucky. And it's all straightened up. But you get goals in here, one kind or another, and I'm just giving that business about the big goals on the PC's list. The PC is just being enthusiastic and ambitious. His goal is probably not to breathe in mouse's nostrils. And you're going to run out on the goal to create. That's silly, you see. I mean, it's beyond the reality of the PC, don't you see? Now, a goal tends to present itself by its context. Most of the goals found, as the first goal found, are designed to be found. Let's take one. The goal to know, of course, presents itself like that. Why? Because you want to know somebody's goal, so he says, all right, it's the goal to know. You get the idea. It's a pretty early goal. Not unrunnable, but pretty early. Let's take another example. Let's take the goal not to be detected. Well, you say, how does this present itself? Well, because it's got someone who wants to be detected or something like that in its top-up terms, which the PC is dramatizing, so they give you this goal not to be detected because the PC wants to be detected. Goal to find, of course, is a natural. The goal to know the truth is another natural. These goals, you understand what I'm saying to you, they tend to present themselves because of their significance. Now, goals behave in significant ways. But the running of a goal has to do with significance only to the degree of getting the right items, not whether a PC cognites or not. We don't care whether he cognites. All we want to see is that meter rocket reading. That's all we want to see. And the amount of recovery the PC will make is simply the number of banks and the amount of charge which we remove from the case. The PC's confront goes up in direct ratio to the amount of charge removed from the case. And his confront does not go up, does not definitely not go up on the amount of confronting he does with the bank. This is a peculiarity about the GPM. In other words, you couldn't familiarize somebody with the bank. It's entirely a proposition of charge. Well, this becomes, quote, quite important to us. It tells us that the PC is going to be as able as we find GPMs and run them out. Not as able as they are significant. You understand that? We have two PCs. One is to have a goal to be good, the other has a goal to be a bad man. Well, all right, we run those out, we get an equal recovery as far as the actual status of the case and the ability of the case is concerned, which is comparable. In other words, one GPM equals one so many ergs of recovery, don't you see? Now, the fact that one has a different experiential track than the other has nothing really to do with auditing. This fellow has an experiential track which never has anything to do with business. All down the track, he has nothing to do with business. Well, of course, he's going to wind up with an experiential track which, to some degree, omits business, but at the same time has experience with business because it's a direct opposite. You spend half your time in DPM doing the opposite to the goal. So the significance of the goal is not of very great importance. Now, the significance of the goal, however, means something to the auditor. It means the goal which is so worded is more likely to present itself than the goal that isn't so worded. All right, let me give you an example. If a PC had the goal to present this goal to the auditor, that is the goal which the PC would give to the auditor and the auditor would find on the PC. Well, in lesser degree, this is true all the way down the line. So that mediocre goals or quasi-quasi goals are rather difficult to find because they don't dramatize their own presentation. Do you understand that? To that degree, significance is important. Now, significance is also important in wording up the GPM. That's very significant. Because the right items in a GPM are worded a certain way, and wrong items aren't. Now, you get a GPM, and somebody has allegedly had found on him to create. This is his first goal, see? Anybody see it read? I doubt it. If anybody saw it read, it read for a moment and the PC quietly expired. But they went ahead and found some items. Well, now they found the item steam locomotive, a lady, astronomy, pigsties, and one we saw this morning had the marvelous thing of the goal to create, I think, had in it, or some such goal to, had in it the name of the auditor. I know, we had it, the auditor had the same name 216 trillion years ago. See, it's ridiculous. In other words, they didn't find any part of the goal to create. They found the goal to create, but didn't find any part of the goal to create. Now, do you see what happens when you go too far backtrack with one of these goals? Well, it isn't enough to abandon some PC's goal, it is rocket reading, just to say, well, that's too far backtrack. No, the thing to do is to have confidence that you can plow the PC through anything, providing it rocket reads. But plowing him through that much backtrack, well, it just wouldn't happen. It just wouldn't happen. You'd never get him into it. You'd find a whole lot of lock items of one kind or another unless you piloted him very directly. Now, I am not saying that you should abandon a PC's goal that is rocket reading because it is too early track. But I'm saying that PC's goal run is going to give you a great deal of difficulty. Most of these whole statement goals, which are brave and upstanding, like to confront, you know, that's a great goal. See, that's a nice goal. It's way back on the track. And the goal you're looking for, in actual fact, is a lot more modern. A PC isn't as full of vinegar in modern time. He's got reservations as to how much power he has. He'll have a goal something like, to get along all right, or to get along, or a goal to get out, or a goal to quit, or a goal not to quit unless I have to, you understand? Or a goal like to make it somehow, to not be sad. These are interesting goals. Or there may be some minor goal the PC knows that he can do, which is to reforest Earth or something. Or, no, that's pretty... The goal that I'm talking about is the later it is on the track, the more significance it's going to have. That doesn't naturally hold true because the escape goals, the not confront goals, not the goal to be free, that's probably pretty early, but an escape goal like to never go to school, see, something like that. Such a goal as that is more likely to be in present time, and such a goal as to confront, to do, to be, to have, to create, to cause, to be cause. Goals of that character are very early track. In other words, the whole simple thought is backtrack, and the more complicated non-confront forms are present time-ish. You got the idea. Present time could contain a goal such as to be a man. You see? All right, that's a finite goal. On this PC, the goal presents itself to cause. And the auditor drills this goal to cause and can never get the thing to go out. It won't go out, and it won't rocket read, and it won't do this, and it won't do that. Well, it can't be run, don't you see? But to be a man, that can be run. That is runnable. And because it is runnable, the individual is able to get through it. All right, so much for that. Now, the later a goal is on the track, the more the PC was likely to dramatize it. And the most important goal to the PC is the one which includes present time. And the top of that goal may not be there fully because it may not be fully developed. He may not have lived all the way through that goal yet. But nevertheless, what top that goal has will be the hidden standard, will be the chronic present time problems of the PC. You see that? That's as far as the whole track is concerned. In other words, the PC is much more likely to dramatize a recent goal than an ancient goal. You got that? All right. Now that looks at the whole GPMs. See, all of them. Now, the later an item is in a GPM, the later an item is in a GPM, the more likely it is to be dramatized and the less reality the PC has on it. And that is also true of the whole track. The PC has less reality on a modern goal than an early goal. A PC has less reality on the top of a GPM than its middle. Now you ask, now this has a great deal to do with running. You ask a PC, you say, oh, give me an item in your GPM, you see, it's to decide. You see, it's to decide. And he gives you maybe. In other words, it's not decide and it's not to decide. He'll give you the crossover area. PCs tend to give you the middle of the GPM, and left to their own devices, more likely give you the middle of a track. They dramatize, however, the material latest in the GPM and the material latest on the track. Well, this is all data. This is actually vital data. It isn't the type of data which you think you can get along without, because you can't. Now, Mary Sue did the rather fantastic, I don't know how many auditing hours she put in over Easter, but she did the rather fantastic thing of running a 50 GPM bank in 7.5 hours, which is the average time of an RI every 9 minutes. Which includes all breaks, arguments, administration, upsets, everything. One every 9 minutes. A 7.5 hour sprint, which encompassed the whole of one GPM. Now, I don't know that GPMs have less in it. They probably, some of them may have less items in it, in them than this particular GPM, but they were at least 50 items in this GPM. And the reason there were at least 50 items in it is I know we didn't miss many, because missing one was something like being blasted out of the chair. The second you missed an item, why, the whole world sort of went, and the corners of the room went out of plumb and got sick at my stomach and so forth. His body did not like it at all. Any one of these items in this GPM was the equivalent charge to a bank later on the track than a whole GPM later on the track. This thing is a crusher. I'm speaking from experience. I'm speaking of the goal to create. And we ran it out last night in 7.5-hour sprint. Rather fantastic. Why did I have to do this? Well, we actually took the goal to be cause, to cause, and the goal to create, to get early enough on the track to get the plot and form of the GPM. Why? Well, the later items are terribly obscured, awfully nailed down, and awfully hard to get at. They do not reveal themselves easily, and we had run all the way back down, I think, to create is about the 15th GPM I've run. We haven't prep-checked these things. We haven't cleaned up all the items in them, but this one we did clean up well in order to get the pattern of the GPM. Well, we've been struggling along in that direction, and I've been trying very hard to get it, and suddenly it came to view why the top of the GPM is missing. And the top of the GPM is missing for this excellent reason. I don't know if you can see this or not. The top items of the GPM, the first 14 items, that is to say, the first 12 items down from the top of a GPM, I said 14 because I know the next two, but the first 12 items are simply positive negative. In other words, we've got one here which is a noun. You see? And that's the noun. And over here we have no noun. Now, if a PC dramatizes, you see, this is your op term, and this is your term. Now, if the PC dramatizes the top of the bank more easily than the bottom of the bank, what happened to the top of the GPM? It's very interesting. What happened to it? Well, no noun overlaid noun. A top up term was noun. You see? Let's say it was to scream, you see? So this is a scream or screams. Now, this would be no screams. The top terminal is just no screams. Simple as that. Well, with these two collapsed on each other, every time the PC looks at screams, he says, no, it's not screams, you see. He says, you see, screams, well, it's no screams. So there aren't any screams. Now, the next one is the goal with an ing form, followed by a no same, see? So that's screaming. And every time the PC would look at it, this top being collapsed, term and op term, the terminal, of course, is no screaming. So every time he looks at screaming, well, he sees immediately then that there's no screaming. You see, it's not there. And that's true of the first 12 items at the top of a GPM. Every one of them is canceled out by the fact that it's a direct negative. You've got the top, five up terms, and they're all followed by negatives. And they go, the next one here goes ers, and it's no ers. And the next one is, horribly enough, ingness. Ingness. And this is no ingness. And then it is ishness. And then no ishness. And then finally, ivity. And I think, of course, I haven't compared this to the top rungs as far as the upper goals are concerned, but I think this is a whole constant, because this is in Das Master Plan that you chumps laid down. I don't know what the hell is the matter with you people. What'd you do that for, you know? That's silly. Anyhow, Here's this puzzle. The next one down from that on the op-term side is beings who goal, or people who goal, depending on what part of the track you're on. You know, if you're on the early track, there aren't any people. You might have been back there sometime, you might have noticed there are no people. And, of course, on this side, why, of course, it's a being who never goals, or later on the track, someone who never goals. Well, anyhow, what's all this positive-negative proposition? Well, it's just a gradient scale of how the goal increases. Now, of course, I might have these one or two of these turned around. But what you're looking at here is the first real look at one of these GPM tops. And the idiocy here, of course, is this negative, all on the terminal side. The first, I said five, it's not correct. One, two, three, four, five, six. The first six terminals from the top, and the first six opterms from the top exactly compare, except the terminals have no in front of them, or not. Now you get a beingness form goal, like to be slap happy, and you get the ing, of course, is being slap happy. And this, of course, is not being slap happy over here. This is, I'm talking about the second from the top, the top, and then the next one to it. This goal-ing means, of course, being slap happy, and the negative version is not being slap happy. Now, some of you unfortunate people who have cooked up a goal, which is to skate on the Empire State Embankment unless the police catch up with me, nevertheless have all these goal forms, as far as I can find out. And how you squeeze all that into a single goal form, I don't know. But here's the weird one about this thing. We've got to be slap happy, you see. Well, how do you get it into an form? What are the ers? Well, oddly enough, the bank wasn't laid in English. I don't know if that ever occurred to you or not, but you haven't been speaking English very long. And what you're doing is approximating in English just state and thought concept, which exists without semantics. So much for Hajikawa and Korzybski. Semantics isn't the end all of everything. It's just what semantics sits on the thought concept, because a thetan can hold this thought concept. And of course, these thought concepts are not expressed in English. And you get such a thing as being slap happers, or some such thing, being slap happers. And you get slap happiness. Being slap happiness. And you get slap happy ishness. And you get slap happy ivity. And it sounds like gobbledygook, but you're going to be the most amazed person in the world when you find it start rocket reading on your PC. He says, "What's this? What's this? What's this?" Well, it's because he didn't live the bank in English, he didn't live it in any language. And that you can get it into English at all is fabulous. Now, this ishness is quite interesting. It's different than, well, let's take create. See, we have creating, creators, creatingness, that's all perfectly happy, and we also have creativity. Well, this one in here, what's this ishness? Well, actually, you have creatishness. It means the tendency toward creatingness. And that all matches up in English to the actual thought concepts that are in it, which I think is quite amusing. But anyway, there's the top of the GPM. And of course, each one of those things has a suitable negative. And to skate on the Empire State Building so the police won't catch me. Oh, brother, you've got a job on your hands. How do you make that into a noun? Well, it's not skating upon the top of the Empire State Building so the police won't catch me. It's probably Skate Ted, or it's probably, well, it'll be something on the thing that says the nominal form of skate, to skate, you see? And maybe that's a scut. But whatever it is, it'll take to bring all of my money home to my mother. You see? This noun form becomes brought all my money home to my mother. See? Some such expression. But it is what it is. And it will not be paycheck. You understand? See, it won't be a different word. It'll be brought all my money home to my mother, you see? It'll be that sort of thing. It might even be brought home money, you see? But whatever it is what it is, and it fits under that noun form. Now, right across from it, of course, is not it. You see? No brought money home to my mother. Something of that sort. And that will express this concept. Now, of course, it's very easy bringing money home to my mother and not bringing money home to my mother. Bringers of money home to my mother and no bringers of money home to my mother. Bringingness of money home to my mother, bringing money home to my mother, bringishness money home to my mother, not bringishness home money home to my mother, and bringivity. And you say, well, that isn't English. You're right. You're right. You didn't lay these banks in English. I think it's quite amusing. And, of course, the joke is on the poor PC who has such a goal as his first goal, and the poor auditor who finds the goal knowing he had better find the goal, not to be or something like this, but find the goal... to be a good, sweet little fairy who makes children happy. Well, of course, you just keep working on the verb form of it till it fits in. Now, it's got a rocket read. And the odd part of it is you'll find it does rocket read. Now, there is a school of thought of what is Ron doing entering my bank this way? Well, I'd say you've got an awful slow reaction if you have that school of thought, but what have I been doing for 13 years? I just bum. You just noticed. What do you think of somebody just noticed he's being processed after 13 years? Anyhow, the thing is what it is. It isn't what I say it is. And you'll find out that your PC will stay very comfortable, will feel very good, and everything is fine if you run the whole GPM with no nonsense about it, and you get the whole GPM. And the PC will feel very strange indeed if you don't run the whole GPM. And if you can catch a PC with a late goal and run the whole thing, or even at the goal, whatever goal he gave you, catch the early goal and struggle with it if you have to, and you run the whole thing, and you get it beginning with a top-up term, and go right on through without bypassing a single item, work it right on down to the bottom of the GPM, do your RI oppose list at the bottom of the GPM to get rid of that goal as an RI, do all that, prep, check it up, check its items, make sure nothing's ticking, just everything in it, prep, check it up, you're going to feel marvelous. You're going to feel marvelous. But if you leave the top there, find a bunch of items that belong to another bank and get the goal discharged somehow and get down to the bottom of it and try to prep check this muck that won't prep check. So then you go and find the next goal and do the same thing with it, and find the next goal and do the same thing with it, and find the next goal and do the same thing with it, and the next goal and do the same thing with it. You're going to have an awful uncomfortable PC. Now, your PC is going to be uncomfortable enough with a goal entered and a couple of bypassed items in it. How do you think your PC is going to feel with 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 unfinished GPMs? Well, he's going to feel pretty grim. Therefore, it is very, very important for you to know the anatomy of a GPM, because let me let you in on something here. Do you know that nobody listing straight in a GPM, including me, has hit the top? They hit the middle beautifully, but they never hit the top. They never hit the top. They just never put it on the list. That's remarkable when you come to think about it. Well, that's because it's too late on the track. Now, the things will fire if you present them to the PC. So you get a thing called directive listing, which in which you direct the PC's attention to what you want for that particular spot on the thing. Now, this goes contrary to what we have done formerly, but it's not evaluative, because you're not saying your item is. You say, give me the noun form of your goal. And the PC doesn't give it to you, gives something else. Well, keep taking down what he gives you and keep telling, no, the noun form. What is the noun form of roaring? And the PC says, roar. No, that's the verb form. Oh, no, it's also the noun form, isn't it? Roar. Yeah, well, I'll put that on the list, roar. Okay, at rocket reads, that's it, you're away. Test the thing and so forth. And you say, now, give me the negative form of that. And he says, negative roars. And you say, no. And he said, well, the not roaring. No. The negative form, you know, like no roar. Oh, he said, well, all right, if you want to put it that way, no roar. You say, that rocket reads. He says, it does. Well, what do you know about that? You know, they protest sometimes for a moment or two. What are you doing entering my bank? How do you know what I've been doing all this time? It's about time we found out what he's been doing all this time. Anyhow, you steer him into your proper forms for these, and you'll find they will fire promptly and properly in sequence. Now, in keeping with this, here's very good news. Early on the track, where they're hardest to run, there are no items in the bank. No items in the bank, none, which do not contain the goal as part of the wording. You got that? There are none. So if this holds true on up the track and forward into present time, then you won't get any more goals whereby you have to be a lady, op term, steam locomotive, terminal, astronomy. See? To be a lady, well, it's just lady, or whatever it is. I don't know what lady is in its noun form. You will have to figure that out someday. It's not gentlewoman. There it is. You say the thing sits there, and then it goes down the line. Imperfect being a lady, active lady being. You get this kind of thing. It's got be a lady in one form or another. It's people who are ladies. It's someone who would never be a lady. You got the idea. It's lady, being a lady, be a lady, ladying, so forth. It's just being a lady, imperfect ladies, and so forth. And it doesn't even get down to tarts. It's just the hopelessness of being a lady is a low op term, don't you see? It's just a lady. You get the PC's item, and it doesn't have the goal expressed in it, one way or the other, if the whole bank follows the basic pattern of the very early big beefy banks, why, then we'd say it appeared in each one. Now, we can't guarantee this is the truth in all of the later banks because we might get a variation. But I have found this to be the case, that you can pick off lots of locks that will RR and apparently disappear when you actually have left sitting right there the key item. Let's take the item being a tiger. All right, we've got this item, and it's got a lock on it, and it's imitating large animals, and you get imitating large animals, and by George, it borrows the rocket read from being a tiger and rocket reads, and you can oppose it, and then you promptly get lost, and you don't know where you're going. In other words, this gives us a very, very set and pattern action on a GPM. Now, there's a little bit better news. There's a little bit more news about this, and it's good news, is the lower op terms, the very low op terms, repeat the very high terminals, so that you again get no noun and no nouning or no goaling and so forth in two or three items down there along the line. And the only thing that doesn't really contain the goal expressed in the item on a whole GPM is the last couple of op terms, the early op terms. And of course, they savor of the earlier goal. And you probably will find in the last one or two op terms that you get a different phraseology entirely. But that makes it awful easy to pilot one of these things. You can ride one of these things right on down. And it's all done by the drill. You test them, you test the question, and you find out if the item is still reading, and you go ahead. You don't test for terminal or op term because it's pretty obvious if you're doing it this way. And you make sure that it RRs, and you carry on. And with this pattern, I began to suspect something and can now tell you as an absolute lead pipe cinch. Now look, this does not apply to a source list. A source list has to be tiger drilled. But if you have to tiger drill an item or put the big mid roods on an item to get it to fire, that is not the item you want. Now that's revolutionary, isn't it? First place, I haven't been putting in anything on items for a long time, but it suddenly occurred to me that you're all drilling items to get them to fire. You get on a list, and then you drill it to fire. If you've got to drill it to fire, it's not it. Because you can make almost any item on a list fire. How do you like that? You can tiger drill anything that RR'd on listing, and you can make it fire again, momentarily. Well, you mustn't drill these items. There's where you're taking up all of your time. It's all in the senseless drill. And I couldn't figure out what you were doing, but now I know what you were doing. You're drilling items, and you mustn't drill items. You just mustn't do it, because if it didn't fire, it isn't it. Well, let's take this goal here, to scream. And you put down scream. Well, hell, that's out of the blue. The PC is saying, oh, scream. What's this? Scream? What's this? Noun form of the goal, so forth. You say it a couple of times. It'll RR. Oh, you might touch it up, take the suppress off because they just suppressed it. Take the protest off because they just sort of protested it. Something like that. You know it's there. Oh, it's forgivable. You got to make it fire. But if you say, all right, give me the negative form, who or what would oppose scream or screams? Who or what would oppose screams? And the PC puts down everything under the sun, moon, and stars. And you're going to have to tiger drill something to make it RR. Ha, 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 ha. It's just no screams. If you get no screams on the list, bang, that's going to fire. You're going to see it fire. You're going to say it. It fires. That's it. That's all there is to it. Bang,
There is no nullalist and go on down and nullalist and get on the mid-roots. All right, let's get on some mid-roots. Let's see, we can waste another 10 hours of anything. Let's get in the mid-roots on all of the items in the bank and so forth and see if we can get the mid-roots in on the PC. Shall I see the PC biting his fingernails? Let's get the PC in on biting fingernails mid-roots. I'm biting fingernails. What the hell's the matter with you? You haven't got the item, that's why. Now look, as you go down the bank, this is going to serve you in very good stead. Because it's a number one test. I'm not just making fun of you. You're a knucklehead, but I love you anyhow. If you can't get something to go on the list, which when read back goes, see, if you can't get that thing going, pow, you haven't got the item. Most marvelous test in the world. You get the item without drilling. If you can get the item without drilling, it's the item. Now, this has its limitations because you can get other items without drilling. You're down in the middle of the bank and the PC can give you 15 dozen locks, all of which fire, none of which belong there. You get the center item and however it fires. But the PC does this trick. You list for a while. The PC isn't satisfied with the final result. You call it, it fires. PC says, oh, no, that couldn't be it. It turns on mass, and it does this and that and the other thing. And you'll notice that you don't depend on the PC's telling you. Your tone arm is up here at 4.5. And when you give him the item and you read it back to him, not when he finally accepts it particularly, if it's the right item, you get a blowdown. It comes right down, that tone arm. That tone arm doesn't come down. You go on listing for a while. Only guide he's listing. And getting to put the thing on the list straight. Soon as you've got the thing on there straight, once more the thing will fire, but the old one won't fire. Now you'll learn to work around with this fact that they fire without TD, and you will be clearing people. But as long as you put in tiger drill buttons on items to get them to fire, as long as you null lists to get them to fire, you're going to wind up with the wrong item. Just because something fires when you call it does not make it the right item. But if you have to tiger drill it to get it to fire, it is pretty much of a cinch to be wrong item. Now, the only thing about this is once in a while, about one item in 50, the PC has been sitting there chewing on it one way or the other and has been refusing it. Let's say, well, we found it in bank one, and it turns up again in bank three. And the PC has been chewing on it in bank one. Well, you suddenly remember we've had this item on several lists before, and it's always been refused, and we see it on this list again. Yes, it could be that it is suppressed enough so that it won't fire. But don't be deluded. Don't be deluded by this, because the chances are, even if you do get it to fire, it's still wrong for the spot you're trying to put it in. It's one of these things. That an item does fire, bang, when you read it back to the PC is not a guarantee. That you have to tiger drill it to get it to fire is practically a guarantee that it is not the item. And there's where all of your clearing time on 3M is going. There's where it's all going. You're just not getting the items on the list. Well, the reasons why you weren't getting the items on the list, of course, have to do with the fact you didn't have the top form, the GPM. Now, on actual listing tests, and on a great many PCs, and a great deal of experience of this with this, I can tell you that the PC's bank is too heavily charged at the beginning of the case for the PC's confront to be capable of giving you the item. That's it. He's just too charged up. There's nothing wrong with telling him what the item is or running a bunch of test items in on him, you know? Is it bringing the truth? Bringing truth. You know, write them down on the list. Ask them if you can put this one down on the list and that one. We'll eventually work out something where it doesn't upset the PC particularly. And you'll eventually get something to fire. And there it is. Now, when you get away from the top, the PC's confront comes up because the bank isn't as jammed in the middle. But you now know that you've got to have items with the goal in them. Expressed in them, if all banks follow the track of the original banks on the track. All of this is very interesting information. It is all quite usable in auditing. I have been actively slowing down your going into too many GPMs and jumping over and so forth until I was sure that we had something that looked like the top of a GPM. This is another good try at this. This is not a guarantee that the goal to be a self-appointed archangel in the Christian Science Church, which is very late on the track, this is not a guarantee that it will have all of these tops. But look, if you've got all of these tops, you can test for them, and if they don't fire, they don't fire. And then in the next goal that you get down to, well, you sure got all these tops again, and you can test those things out. My money is on the fact that they will continue to fire all the way down. Because it's a gradient scale on the opterm side. It's a gradient scale from the extreme accomplishment of the goal down to the non-existence of the goal. And on the terminal side, it comes from the non-existence of the goal, increases down to the goal itself. And this looks to me like a very good rendition of this. Now, there may be some other common points about this, and I'll be studying them and so forth, but knowing now what this dozen at the top here are, if there are any more items or patterns around in there that might get missed, it won't be very serious. So you can go ahead and plunge on with this. But I'm quite intrigued with the fact that the GPM is this pattern. I'm quite intrigued. And I was very intrigued to find out that in the goal to create, that the pattern was very fixed, and that the pattern was extremely patterned. And that made me very suspicious, because when did a Thetan learn how to do this? If 216 trillion years ago, he was obeying the perfect pattern. Well, I'd say there are a few goals before this, and I expect sooner or later to run into the beginning of track with some such goal as to know how... to know how to put a GPM together. But anyway, there is, as far as we've gotten on this pattern. Now, tests for the top terminal, for the top opterm, rather, tests for the top opterm have been very successful, and we made some good progress on that. The top opterms we got, we didn't get any higher on those we already had been testing than bringers or people who... people who goal or something like that. But we did get the ER form, which was still two from the top. We want the noun form itself. Now, I don't mean to muddy you up on that, because all this will be published and these things will be rewritten. Before I rewrite them, however, I'm going to check a lot of later banks and get the information exactly fitted together. It'll be released at that time. But this is good enough to use, and I think that it's very interesting that we had one PC who came in to see me today, and he had a goal, and he told me that he that nothing was doing him any good, and he had a goal to be good. And I said, well, it does you no good, is that right? And he said, that's sure right. And I said, well, then it's no good, isn't it? And he said, oh, that's so true. And all of a sudden, I said, well, that's your top terminal, isn't it? And he says, yeah, I guess it is. And he stopped saying any more about it. Now, that's a mean thing to do to you, but I thought it was just too good. Of course, somebody with a goal to be successful has got a top terminal is no success. And he's dramatizing it like crazy. So you're beating your brains out as an auditor, wondering, what's the matter with this guy? Well, it's just no success, you see. And if a guy had a goal to find, and you'd just be beating your brains out because you've got no finds. And if you had a goal to know, you'd probably have no knowledge up here. And the PC's going to hit that awful strong, because that's him. Only one other little datum I might give you is the goal fires much better with the PC in a terminal than an opterm. Isn't that interesting when you get back on the track later? I think that's fascinating. The PC definitely comes up the terminal side and definitely faces all the way the opterm side, just going into it slightly. Well, that's some more data on the GPM, and now that we've got it pretty well taped, and we got it pretty well figured out so that you can get through it. Actually, you could get through it before without losing your skull. But now that you can get through it, those in the X unit will find it's perfectly safe now to find your goals. Perfectly safe. And you've got till Friday, because it's awful hard to run a GPM without the goal. And if you haven't got your goal by Friday, well, we'll have to put you into the Y and then put you into running GPMs without the goal. And it ruins the case, you know, to do that. So don't put us up to that. Don't make us guilty of that terrible overt. Go ahead and find the goals before Friday. Okay? Thank you very much. Good night.